So the fact that it, like, some of this data, and it's not just the slide that was cut and pasted as well. Some of the data that was presented as well for, from the slideshow, but it's cited from the EPA or from other these third party organizations. In the Covanta slide, the citations are put in there, but it's I believe not the same in the MRC one as well.
So I'd like to answer that. The reason Covanta is mentioned in the presentation is because it is the closest energy from waste facility to us here in the Pontiac. Number two, it is proven because there are 55 facilities in the world. Number three, when we went on our bus trip on October 22nd, 2022, the presentation they gave us had those slides. Okay. And so I used those slides from the presentation.
Okay. Another thing I wanted to get into there is some of the data that was in the presentation there that talks about specific things like a 45 megawatt facility. Like, I've looked around at some of Covanta's other plants within the U.S. There's some that are bigger. I believe in Florida as well, there's two that are quite large. But for the most part, they're about half that size, about 17-ish megawatts from what I've seen. So I was just wondering how, in your slideshow specifically, it says 45 megawatts, I believe. How exactly was that arrived at? How was the 400,000-ish tonnages required to be economically viable? Who sort of gave you that data? Where was that sourced from?
So with our numbers, which are kind of round numbers, in our business case, we need to get more specific and find out exact tonnages, because in some cases it may have changed with some increased recycling and composting. But the number that we have right now in our presentation is 392,000, which is closest to 400,000. So no point talking about building something for only 200,000. The number 45.
Why is that not? Where does the information come that that's not specifically viable?
So we learned that through the building of Durham York, there were a few lessons to be learned. One, they decided not to take any of the ICI, which is Institutional, Commercial, Industrial. That's a mistake. You need to be open to taking other waste streams. It shouldn't just be the black bag, garbage bag. Number two, they built it for 140,000 tons. Within a very short space of time, they had to go back to the Ministry of Environment and ask for an extension to make it bigger. And then they went back another time. All of this can be avoided if you get it sized right from the beginning. It's also not as cost effective to build a facility like that and operate it when it is as small as 140,000 tons.
And what did it end up going up to?
No, I want to tell you something else that's interesting. Dublin, Ireland, which is one of the newer Covantas, is built for 600,000 tons and would be taking the same stream that we would be. And it is producing 60 megawatts. So you see the math, 600,000, 60 megawatts. Originally, we were told 400,000 would be 40 megawatts. Why are we at 45? There's a reason. There's a lot of steam that's created. We will not be heating homes by piping steam to homes. It doesn't make sense in the Pontiac. The only place they do that is in Scandinavia. So I said to a consultant, like an expert, well, what will we do with that steam? And they said it can be reconverted back into electricity. So if you did that, that will take you to 45 megawatts.
Gotcha. So these figures sort of came from the company and their previous experience with
A consultant who has worked with not just Covanta, but many technologies in the world.
Consultant for who?
I think he just works independently.
Okay, so a consultant you met through this facility? Or?
His name was given to me. I've never actually, I've never been, you know, to a Covanta office. I've never, the only Covanta exposure I had was the day that we went on the bus trip. The plant manager was there, and another gentleman came up from New Jersey because he was interested in meeting us.
Okay, and you visited there previously by yourself, correct? You brought I think you brought the photos to the MRC Council when, I forget how many years ago this was, but
You're right. It would have been pre-COVID about 2018.
Yeah.
And I went on my own because I still have family back in Toronto. And so I made a point of making an appointment. And I had a tour and I took pictures. And yes, I came back and showed. That was the previous council.
Okay.
But yeah. This was our trip by bus.
October last
in
year.
In October, yeah, October 22nd, 2022 was the first time and only time that I've been involved with a bus trip bringing our council.